Jake, the e-portfolio when you open it up looks good. I think it could definitely benefit from having more of your graphics appear on the page. The video doesn't play on my system, but I'm sure it does on yours, so that's something that we'll look into in a bit. In the proposal, you've got the first proposal and obviously the reviewed proposal as well, which is good, shows progress on how yours developed. In the planning section of it, it's good that you've included the mind map. Some people have forgotten that they've done a mind map, so that's a good feature. You've got the original plan, which, when I open it up, displays most of the main and subtasks, which is what you've had to do to start with, obviously. And then when I click on the what you've called the ongoing plan, which should ideally be your finished plan, and hopefully somewhere along the line you've had an ongoing plan, I see something very similar. It's not very clear that the dates have changed. Either that has been good for you, that you've worked faster through a particular section, or you've slowed down. So if you can look into that. Plus, I can't see on your plans where you've got... I can now. I can see checkpoints and contingencies. I thought I could only see one, but they've just been colour-coded the same. So use of colour does really help the moderator identify where things have gone well or not gone well. On the logo section, again, really get those logos standing out on the page. I can only see your complete logo. It'd be really good if you could see all the various different drafts of it, because I know you've done some good quality work and it's changed throughout. You're also missing your hand-drawn designs, but your finished product looks good. The shop front, same thing, you've not got the hand-drawn designs on there. They need to be included, and it obviously needs to show progress towards your final design. Again, your final design looks good, and you've incorporated feedback throughout that, which is what needs to be evidenced. On the packaging page, again, hand-drawn designs are there, but realistically they should appear on the page. I suggested to people that they prepare little thumbnails, and when you click on the thumbnails you can access the larger work. Don't forget that you've got feedback on all those hand-drawn designs too. Some of it will be the form of post-it notes, so make sure that they're typed up and available on your e-portfolio. Because it's a graphics unit, make sure that all graphics are on the page. Again, I can only see a completed package, and your completed packaging looks good. And obviously don't forget that you have to put that together and print out your packaging in use. Same for your flyer, you've got the finished version on there, but really needs to have all of the different versions. You've got the feedback for all those different versions. When you click on it, you can open it, but little thumbnails around the place would make your e-portfolio section look much better. But the finished product is